as we decide what kind of city we want to be, what kind of policies we want to make, what kind of investments we want to make in our infrastructure, my suggestion today is going to be that this is the most critical decision that your city can make today. What kind of personality are you going to cultivate? You can continue what your city has probably done for the last 50 years, and that is to sprawl toward the edges of town with a very conventional, aesthetically boring type of development pattern. Or you can embrace what's happening all over the United States and the world, and that is a new investment in the core of the community, and active decisions that say, how we do this matters for life. Because this next generation of first-time homebuyers, this next generation of our spenders, they don't want to live that life that their parents live. They want the excitement. They want the personality. And they're choosing where they live based upon those offerings.
People like to see other people. Pedestrians like to see other pedestrians. And so it's trying to create some corridors and some streets that have a sense of place. It's a place that you could go to, and I'm going to go to this area, and I don't really have any store in particular that I'm going to. I just want to go to this area and walk around and see other people. I think that's, you can't transform the whole city, but I think that's where you start. You try and create senses of place. You try and create places where pedestrians can be with other pedestrians, they can window shop, and that I think is the key.